This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always say stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always appreciative of the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really do, truly, honestly, get involved in the conversation. You find out how the other side thinks. You might be able to add something to it. You want to send me an email because you don't want to call. You can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, as I always say, there is so much going on out there. We could do, I'm not going to, I'm not requesting, I'm not asking, but we could do like 5 hours of some of the craziness that's happening out there. And we should. And I keep telling you guys, you better pay attention. You better help other people understand. You better help other people find out what's going on. Remember, you know, I keep telling you, we do these stories from time to time that just floor me. And I would love for somebody on the left, for a liberal, to call me and explain to me how cautioning your daughters, cautioning females about putting themselves in positions where they could easily get raped, makes me part of the rape culture. Now, you're supposing that I don't teach my sons the same thing from a different angle. How a woman's body is her own. He has no right to touch her if she doesn't want to be touched. But the reality is, it's easier to take advantage of a drunk woman, is it not? Just, can you be honest about it? I was asking too much for some of you. But the reality is, well, see, even good words come back to haunt you, don't they? Now, the University Women's Center canceled an event against rape by a fraternity because it was sexist. I would think that you would want all the information out there so that people would know what was going on, what they're up against, especially on campus grounds. So the University of Arizona Women's Resource Center has canceled a Walk a Mile in Her Shoes march by one of the university's fraternities because it thought the event to raise awareness about rape was just sarcastic, homophobic, transphobic, and sexist. So they're walking to raise money and awareness for an event, and that somehow is bad. Just like other fraternities at universities around the country, Upsilon Alpha chapter of the Alpha Epsilon Pi fraternity, yeah, whatever, the University of Arizona tried to organize a Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, an international march done by men. You know, they're all against this, but when President Oblamo put our military men in red high heels, so they would see what it was like to walk how a woman walks, that was okay. You're hypocrites. This is what I say. You're just nothing but hypocrites. So they try to organize a Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, an international march done by men wearing high heels that raises awareness for and helps prevent rape, sexual assault, and gender violence. I'm a gardener. I don't even know what this guy's name is. Anyway, he put out on Twitter that shouts to the Total Frat Move for covering the insanity that my house went through this past week, which is about this exact thing. James Kaplan, the AEPI's philanthropy chair, contacted the Women's Resource Center to advise about the planned event, offering to join it He said that an organization, they genuinely appreciate the effort that you make, and we would like to help you any way we can. He got information returned. Hello, my name is Jack Kaplan. I am the philanthropy chair of Alpha Epsilon Pi. And this year, our event is working towards the prevention of rape by pointing the responsibility of the epidemic on men. So here they're going to put it on the men. They're going to get on the men for this kind of activity. He said, we'll be holding our first annual A Mile in Her Shoes event on the UA Mall, and we would like to formally invite you guys to the event. Given your position within the Women's Resource Center, I thought it would be the best to contact you because the whole theme of our week is rape prevention. We're working with Jamie Utt from the Women's Resource Center, trying to have him come and speak at our house. As an organization, we respect, acknowledge, and genuinely appreciate the efforts that your group makes. Reaching out, telling him he wants to help. How can we help? Right? Here's what we have available. What can we do together? But then last Tuesday, just 4 days before the event, Kaplan was contacted by Krista Millay, the director of the Women's Resource Center. He was referred to as a frat boy and told that what he was doing was homophobic, transphobic, and sexist. How? Can somebody explain this to me? He was also told that the center thought the event was sarcastic and will have no positive impact on anybody in the community because they're so smart. They know better than anybody. That's why I keep telling you about them. They don't want equality. They want control. They know better than you. They're smarter than you. There's nothing you're going to do that will help them figure it out. According to the student publication Total, Frat Move in response to AEPI philanthropy chair's email, Millie also told the Arizona Greek Life office that he sounded like he was begging to be thanked. It was also claimed that his fraternity didn't care about sexual assault. See, they know all this. So the fraternity will put themselves through this kind of embarrassment, wearing the shoes, hiking the hike, pulling the money to, you know, because it's so easy to call for money, right? Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We've got so much coming up, so much that I want to talk about and go through with her. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. checkingaccount.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just got to get her right on because I know she's about ready to bust. I've got Kimberly Moran on the line with me, and she joins me every week. We're talking about the craziness that's going on in the world today. First, Kimberly, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So, tell me, you think this whole thing about it being too sexist and that whole rape event and rape awareness event, I mean, we can't win as men, can we?
No, you can't, because left-wing morons, especially millennial women who are feminazis, won't let you even have a say or a word. Here these guys are trying to bring awareness to something that's supposedly important to these idiots who say that pretend there's some rape culture, which there is not, and they're calling them sexist for it. These events go on across the country every year. It's an annual event, and it's men supporting women walk a mile in her shoes. It's for sexual assault awareness and abuse awareness and rape awareness, and they're damning them for that?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with these frauds? Sorry. Oh, my God.
Hey, well, listen, you know what? This is, okay, so this is like your hour to unleash because, so we had that one, and then we had the one where they were calling, the feminist group was calling Mother Teresa a white supremacist because she only worked in areas that had black, downtrodden black people, so that somehow made her a white supremacist. And then the No Shave November thing where the group came out against them and said they had to stop because it was too gender-specific. You know, women can't grow beards. Apparently, they haven't seen my aunts. But women can't grow beards. And, yeah, I mean, I'm
saying, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. They're an embarrassment to an entire gender. It has to end. Someone has to put these little twits in their place. And it has to be other women, because God forbid a man ever tell them that their brain cells aren't functioning correctly. But these women, and I use that term loosely, are absolutely ridiculous. They are just man-hating, self-hating, disrespectful little...
How do you really feel?
I'm trying. I know you don't have a bleep button.
No. We may have a delay, but I don't want the guy's finger to break. You know what I'm saying? Because he'd be hitting that every 30 seconds. Yeah. So.
But it's disgusting. You know, Movember is for a good cause as well, right? It's
yeah, they all are. Aren't they all, though? I mean, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So should the football players who are wearing pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month stop wearing it? Should they stop wearing pink?
Well, they are,
because that might be considered sexist?
Yeah, they are men, you know, and I don't know. I don't. But the single thread to this whole thing is that because a man thought of it, men thought of it, men are carrying it through, men are working on it, with the exception of, obviously, Mother Teresa. But, you know, she was canonized as a saint by a man. It seems to be, it's like no matter what we do, there's nothing we're going to do to win over the feminine side of these yo-hos.
No. The common thread is not men or men's faults or men's ideas. The common thread is left-wing lunatics who fall into this false ideology of feminism, because this is not what feminism is about. This has, what they are doing has nothing to do with actual real feminism. This is a left-wing twisted, insane version, and it's again, it's an embarrassment to all women. It's an embarrassment to the original feminists who just wanted equality. They didn't want special treatment. They didn't want special rights. They didn't hate men. They just wanted to be treated equally. And these women, again, using that term loosely because they act more like little girls who have a temper tantrum in the grocery store when they don't get their own way. That is not feminism. Feminists are strong, independent women who don't ask for special rights and don't demand someone of a different sex stop doing something because, oh my goodness, it might offend me and trigger me because it's not fair somehow. It's disgusting.
I am so glad you said it because, you know, again, you're so right. If a white guy says, especially a white guy, a white old guy like me says it, man, they just go to town. I have no right to say stuff like that. I don't know what it's like. And we've done stories a million times about guys getting beat up over the verbally abused because a guy like me, maybe my daughter's her first year off to college. I'm telling her what watch out for, you know, that men are dogs and they'll put stuff in your drinks and you have to watch out where you're at and keep an eye on your drink and all of that. And all of a sudden I'm accused of being part of the rape culture. Are we not allowed to protect our children anymore?
No, you're not allowed to. Yeah, basically. I mean, unless they, meaning the left-wing feminist jobs, tell you it's okay, or unless it's coming from them. or unless they tell you this is what you should be saying. I mean, it's just these girls, because that's what they are, have really been disgusting and despicable for. It's really been, since Obama's been in office, it's been getting worse and worse and worse.
Yes, it has.
I mean, you guys literally can't do or say anything. And, you know, if I talk, even if I speak out against something, they instantly label me, which, you know, obviously I don't care. But it's horrifying that this is, there's a whole population that is going to be our future. I really hope these women are pro-choice and don't reproduce, because God forbid they reproduce anything like them. Because these women are ruining the future.
Well,
they really are.
You know what's really confusing, too, is that, you know, you and I do these stories from time to time about how they don't want any gender. They want gender neutrality. Everybody chooses the gender they want. Yet these are very gender-specific things. They argue on the fact that, you know, the beard thing is too gender-specific, but I thought you didn't want genders. And then these things with the women and the women or the rape culture, it's aimed at women. But, you know, saying that, aren't you specifically calling out a gender? I mean, they got me thoroughly confused. I want to go to my safe space and hide my little corner, you know?
Well, and they act like only women get raped, and that's simply not true. We know, statistics-wise, that is not true. So it's pretty disingenuous on their part to say that it's only about women, because men actually get raped as well.
Yeah.
They're just such ignorant people, and I blame their parents, and I blame their college professors. That's who really, really is at fault here. And I blame the left. They've done this. They've spread this.
Yeah, we'll talk about that inside the break, because I got a lot of trouble for really calling out the parents for these snowflakes. And I think it's their fault, and you and I both have kids. So we'll talk about it on the way on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin joins me for more after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part. I'm laughing because now I can't get the video to switch. But no, there it goes. Okay. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll get right back to her. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, and I always appreciate the time that she's spending with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Sorry, I was on mute. Thanks for having me.
That's probably a very hard thing to do. Never mind. Okay. but we were talking about, look, so last week and the week before, I was really, with all this stuff going on, I was really pounding on parents and saying, look, this is your fault. You raised these kids. Somebody raised these kids. And so go back to the generation and figure out who you are. What did you do to these kids? And these kids who feel like everything needs to be handed to them, given to them, massaged for them, tweaked around so they don't feel bad. What the heck did you do to these kids? And I got some emails that said, you know, you can't paint with a broad brush like that. You can't blame parents for that. You know, you're talking about schools. And I go, yeah, actually, I can. I watched what my kids were learning in school. I talked to them about what they were learning in school. Why can't you? So am I being too hard on parents or what?
No, but I did have to say, you know, sometimes kids go off to school and they come back, you know, they go to some left-wing college, they come back, and God only knows what happened.
Then
right?
Stop paying for it. Come on. They come home for the summer. You know they're going off.
Listen, no, I agree with you on that. But you got to remember also, at what point were parents forced to not be able to smack their kid in the butt, whatever, thank them, whatever. I mean, we were talking on the break, and I would get a backhand. You would get, you know, smacked. I mean, we got the bell. We got the boom, whatever. Wait till your father comes home, and it was like, oh, man. But you can't do that anymore.
Listen, I would like somebody to send me an email if they never heard the belt being pulled through the belt buckles while it was still on your dad or your grandfather or your uncle's pants. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Flashback.
See what? All right? If you never heard that sound, I actually feel sad for you. I feel bad for you. But I can't imagine at all. I don't need psychiatric care today. I'm not beating my children. I'm not beating my grandchildren. I'm not out there crying in the street. I don't need a safe space. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they all said it was bad for us, but I still can't find the bad. Can you?
No. And, you know, obviously there's a line between abuse and a
sure
spanking,
there is.
Right?
Yeah.
But the what you're not even allowed to spank your child anymore because, God forbid, the loser that DCYF are called, or whatever you want to call it, Department of Social Services for Children, I don't, whatever they call it now, it's different in every state. But that's what's happened. It's progressed into teaching, forcing parents to have regressive children, right? And again, how many generations of kids grew up? They're responsible adults. They're independent. They can take care of themselves. They don't expect anyone to give them anything. And we were snapped around. And I don't mean abused by any stretch, but we listened to what our parents told us when we did something stupid, and we learned from that. But now you can't even do it, and
right.
That's because of the government.
Yeah, and
they said no. They took away your parental right to discipline your child the way you seek it. The government did that.
And people need to understand something. We're not talking about getting slapped every time something went wrong. I mean, for my uncle, dad, whoever, to pull a belt out of their belt loops, we had to be, like, out of control. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It has been super bad. It's not like, I didn't even get smacked even when I was mouthy, which was often.
like I said, I can't imagine.
But, you know, it would go to your room, you're punished, you're grounded, whatever.
Right.
No, and it wasn't always getting a belt either. Sometimes it was just punishment. But that happened. Now, the kids will be on the phone calling 911. Oh, my mother hit me. My mother's abusing me.
Yeah, I'm going to call the police. Good. Well, you know, with them, call the morgue, too, because you'll probably need them before the cops. But anyway, let's get to the American flag. You know, I loved it. I saw the vets out there. These guys, they never stop fighting these people. And I saw them out there on campus when I did this story. I think it was last week or the week before. I said, this is just outrageous. These campus administrators, these little snowflakes, they've lost their minds. You said you knew somebody who went to the protest today.
Yes, that was yesterday. He went, and he didn't expect that many people. When he got there, there was over 1,000.
I thought that was great. Wasn't that great? I thought that was great that there was over 1,000. There are over 1,000 vets, there, and probably not all vets. I mean, some of them were just people there supporting the vets, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. Here's my issue with it. Why did you take away the American flag or any flag? Why didn't you expel the student who stole your property and then vandalized it? Why did they do that? What they did was gave that student that exactly what he wanted, get rid of the flag.
Yep.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yep.
And they were wrong. The president did the wrong thing when he did that.
Yep, he burnt.
You know,
They lit the flag. They brought it down to half mast, and then they lit it on fire. I'm going, really? What is wrong with you people?
You know Hampshire College, left wing loons. I mean, that's basically what it is. And I know it's not everyone there, but clearly, if they're giving in to a little tantrum by one of these little snowflakes who is apparently triggered from the election, that little snowflake needs to be sent home in the next storm.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. But again, why aren't we doing that? I mean, it's one thing. Do you have a right to burn the flag? Sure. You go to the store, you buy it, you buy the lighter fluid, you burn it on your own property, what have you. That's all within the law. But when you take property from somebody else, and those flags aren't cheap, and then
nope.
They lit it on fire instead of the government. And do you know why they were flying the flag at half staff to begin with?
I believe it was because they were triggered over. At first, it was vets were mad at first because it was they flew at half staff after the election, but then it was for Veterans Day, I believe.
Yeah,
night before Veterans Day. It was at half staff, I believe, because of the election.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, at one point, it was being flown at half-staff because the snowflakes were so upset that Trump won. And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't really the kids now. Now it's the staff. The staff have lost their minds. And I want to know when the staff starts to being held to a higher standard. You know, when that kid, that baby, that child grabbed the flag off the pole and lit it on fire, right there and then he committed a crime. Does he have a right to freedom of speech? Of course he does. You don't have a right to burn somebody else's property. Why don't we arrest these people?
Or take it even. Yeah, exactly. I mean, He did two different things wrong. Not only did he take something that didn't belong to him, but then he vandalized it. So that's grounds, in my opinion, for expulsion. Get out. See you, bye. I don't care about your little feelings. Get out.
Yeah.
But you know what? They won't do that at these places because they cater to this trigger-happy snowflake agenda. You know, oh, my God, you can't microaggress against me. No,
wait a minute. They probably sent them to a safe place to think about what they had just done and if it really was the right thing to do, right? I mean, can you imagine these yo-hos? And they probably needed another room for the trigger aggression of sending them to a safe room to think about what they've just done.
Yeah, they all need a padded room on an island.
maybe the Castro brothers or the Castro brother that's left will take them on. And speaking of which, we all of us pundits today were beating our brains out to try to get a piece out on these guys, and I was fuming about it all weekend long. I know we joke about this, and I know that we've talked about the lunacy of the left and how some of the guests I have on will say, Joe, it's a sickness. These people actually have a sickness. When I saw the love affair, the love fest for this guy that killed and maimed and stole and jailed so many people, I'm starting to believe that maybe it is. Maybe these hardcore progressive lefts, maybe they do have a serious illness. Am I off?
Liberalism is a mental disorder. I truly believe that now. Because there is no way in hell you could think that Castro was some great guy. Because even if you look at his health care, it's bogus. There's a triple health care system. They have one set of health care for the tourists who want to get, their brows done or something. Then they have health care for the elite like Castro. And then they have health care for the actual Cuban people, which is horrific, deplorable. You wouldn't even bring your dog there if you were desperate. That's how horrific it is. And then they talk about education and literacy. Propaganda, that's your education. Castro burns books that he didn't want. That the education they give is propaganda. And if the kids don't do some of the military and propaganda type stuff,
you need to put it on pause. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want you to finish it. So hold it in there, and then we're going to let it go. I'm Joe Messina, host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. I'm the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back.
But the one that I love is from the...
Always a pleasure. Now we're coming into Christmas. I call it Christmas. If you want to call it a happy holiday, you have your holiday. I'll have my Christmas. Thank you very much. But I got to tell you, with everything going on in this country, with 94 million people out of work, please try to buy American. Do your best. Do a little research. You know, all you guys that want more money, you know, your union workers and non-union workers, you want to make more money. You want more money at the pizza parlor. You want more money at the McDonald's and stuff like that. Right? That's great and that's wonderful. But how about we put some Americans back to work? How about we put some of that more money in the American pockets of American people? Let me bring Kimberly Marin on with me. She joins me every week to talk about some of the crazy stuff going on in and around the world. And this week we're talking about Castro. Kimberly, before we get into it, though, tell people where they can find your writing, where they can hear you. You're on the radio, I think it's every Monday. Let them know.
I am at NewHampturePoliticalBuzz.org. I am at the Federalist Papers Project, also Twitter, Conservative IND for Independent. And, of course, Gerard at Large, Monday mornings at 8:20 for Political Buzz.
And I would imagine you get as much in that time as you do here with me, too, I'm sure. So, all right, so we're talking about what everybody else is talking about to a degree, which is the Castro funeral. What do you think if Obama goes to that funeral? You know, he won't call the dead cops. He'll call the thugs. He won't call the dead cops' families, but you know he'll call the robbers and such like that. It's amazing the people that he's in bed with, or the people that the left decides to pony up to. I don't even know what to do with it at this point. It just drives me insane. What's your thoughts?
There's absolutely nothing we can do. We know what Obama is. His allegiance is to the left. He doesn't care about all Americans. He doesn't care about doing what's right. He cares about his allegiance to leftism. That's plain and simple. We've seen it throughout the past 8 years. He probably will go to the funeral. I would be surprised if he didn't, to be honest with you. The only reason he wanted to normalize relations with Cuba was to prop up the Castro brothers, because they no longer could get funding from Russia or from Venezuela, which they were getting before, because those countries didn't have the money to prop them up anymore. So by Obama normalizing relations, all he did was help prop up the Castro brothers. Let me tell you something. The Cuban people aren't going to benefit from that. As soon as Obama announced that, Raul Castro came out and said, anybody who works for an American company is going to be taxed at 92%. You get to keep 8% of your pay, but it's going to be converted into pesos, which is the currency reserved for the poor people of Cuba. So Obama did nothing but prop up left-wing communism in Cuba as opposed to the actual people. He doesn't give a crap about the people of Cuba. He doesn't care about Americans. Never mind Cubans.
No, I've been joking that, you know, him and his tribe, we have to find a way to punish them. We have to find a way for them to pay for, you know, their, I don't know, un-Americanism. It seems like they care more about other countries, other peoples, other leaders than they do about what's going on right here in our own country. And you see that played out every single day, don't you?
Well, you see that in Europe, European countries. Yeah, and we are punishing them because we took back the House, we meaning not them, federal level, and what, 31 or 34 Republican governors?
Yeah, we now have 33 governor state. No, I'm sorry, 35 governorships, 33 full houses that we run. But, you know, I'm hoping we don't screw it up.
Yeah, well, you know, Republicans. I'm the same way. I'm like, come on. This is an opportunity to not only get your messaging right,
yeah,
you know, condemn the left and show how wrong they are, because I do it on a daily basis, and I can do it so regular people understand. For some reason, a lot of Republicans can't, especially those in office, but also prove that your ideas are better and they work. That's what they have to do, because anybody who knows anything about history knows that's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate, but sometimes when Republicans get in there, I've seen this at the state level, I've seen it at the federal level, they do some good things, and then they somehow screw it up.
Yeah, I'm concerned because I've already heard Ryan talking about how he doesn't like some of Trump's choices. He doesn't like some of the things that Trump wants to do. They're going to push back on when he's talking about the wall and some other things. So I'm concerned that the Republican Party, his own team, is going to give him a hard time on the stuff that he campaigned on.
Well, most likely that's going to happen. But, again, the wall is already in place, already approved, already law. We already had budget for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's been going on since Reagan. No one in Congress has ever had the cojones to actually make it happen. But that's been on for years. That's not even on Trump to do, because Congress and Reagan already passed that many years ago. It's just they've never given the budget to go forward on it. And there is wall in some area, fence, whatever. I think what's more important is actually strengthening our border patrol and our laws, you know, getting rid of Obama's lessening and weakening of ICE and the border patrol and the laws as far as deporting people and working that way and making sure they don't come back over. That's huge.
I like the idea of a double border wall with the border patrol in the middle. And I've seen that done before. I've seen it done in other countries, and it works, and it works well. And we put up a single wall fence that, 100 of them could pull down if they put enough pressure on it. It makes absolutely no sense to me.
Look, in Israel, they find tunnels from Hamas. I mean, they're going to figure out a way to get over. Why don't we just have a moat all along there with alligators in it?
I mean, really. I knew that was coming.
Do it. I would do that. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I know.
You're, you know, preserving nature and feeding them as well. So, eventually, they will stop.
Yeah. Boy, you're a very optimistic person, aren't you? Look at so I put up a I got to get to it here. It's a little slow me getting to it, but I put up a poll, and because I'm watching all the pundits call out Trump for not living up to what he said he's going to do and all this other stuff, and I put up a poll, and I said, you know, has Trump gone left on us? You know, is he on track? Is he gone left? And when I did it. We got 130, 140 or so people responded to the poll. Most people felt that he had not deserted us, that he was still pretty much doing what he said he was going to do. I was on a talk show today where they were talking about how, again, Trump seems to be putting the wrong people in the wrong places. And I said, you know, I was pounding on him last week. I was pounding on him this weekend. And then I got to thinking about all of us were so smart that we were sure he wasn't going to win the primary. All of us were so smart that we were sure he was going to win the general election because he had no ground game. He had no this. He had no that. I'm almost sitting back kind of afraid to open my mouth and saying, I don't know what he's doing, but he must have a clue because he did get elected president. What do you think about all this?
You know, I didn't vote for Trump, but my point is let him get in office and see what happens. We're all making, you know, some of the stuff he said, you know, I've made comments on it too, but at least, and it's okay to comment on the things he says if it's a change, but let's let him get in office and see what happens from there. Look, I gave Obama a chance when Obama was elected, and I did not want anything to do with that man being in office. Unfortunately, I was right, and he did way worse than I thought he was going to do, but I gave him that chance first. And we should do the same thing with Trump. Give him the chance first, although I really do believe someone should change his Twitter password. But we just give him that chance. And you know what? Because I will be the first one to be beating the crap out of him if he does something wrong. And I will be the first one to be beating up the crap out of Congress if he does the right thing and they fight him on it.
Yep.
So let's just give him that chance. For God's sake, he's not even in office yet.
Well, and Kellyanne, you got a really short period of time. Kellyanne Conway, I don't think she went rogue on him. I think she's doing what she's done all along, which is call things like they are. Don't you?
Well, I'm sure that was planned. I don't think these guys aren't going to having people go rogue. That was probably a plan, figuring it out, and then he can say, oh, the grassroots didn't want Romney, so that's why he's not in there. Whatever.
Right.
They don't do, yeah, these guys point. Are not doing anything off the cuff.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. I didn't think about that, but it's a good point. You've got, I'll give you the last 45 seconds here, right? What do people need to do coming into the Christmas season, coming into the holiday season here? I know this, I didn't talk about this with you, but how do we get people to take a few minutes, figure out, buy American if you can. Let's get people back to work in this country. It is such a frost for me.
You know what I really like? I like to buy local. I'm pretty sure every state has local crafters, local artisans. You know, I haven't bought manufactured soap in years. I buy locally made soap actually from friends of mine.
Wow.
Buy local. You know, I buy local food from farms, meat and everything. If you can buy local, do it because you keep those people in business. You know, you're getting a good quality product and you might even know the person personally. And if you don't, you might get to know them. I love buying local. I'm a huge, huge supporter of buying local and, of course, made in USA. But buying local is where it starts usually.
All right, Hillary. Thanks, Hillary. Oh, my God. Kimberly, thanks.
No, you are going to play.
She'll never be. I just saw a green picture of Hillary come up on the screen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back. Break. I'm being attacked. We'll be right back. Top of the hour. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. We'll catch you guys in just a few minutes.